FlexiWork debate begins in the House of Representatives, and parliamentarians pay tribute to the late Agriculture Minister Roger Clark. These are some of the stories in this week's edition of House Matters. Stay with us.
I'm Mario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
Debate on the Employment FlexiWork Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2014 began in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The bill is intended to increase employment opportunities, enhance productivity, and give workers the chance to better structure their lives through a flexible employee-employer work arrangement. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer, who opened the debate, said the legislation underpinning the new work arrangements is not designed to foster discord or disunity.
On the contrary, it is intended to unify us as a people in the pursuit of our economic goals and to bring us into greater accord with the imperatives of the global economy.
Mr. Kellyer says the legislation will, among other things, change the number of hours employees can work. He explains that all 7 days will be considered possible working days for total 40 hours per week. Overtime should be earned after a worker has completed 40 hours. In the meantime, the Labour Relations and Industrial Disputes Act is to be amended to give greater protection to workers. Minister Kellyer says there will be sanctions against employers who breach a worker's constitutional right to worship when flexi-work arrangements come into effect.
The effect of this proposed amendment to the bill is that employers who subject employees to occupational detriment as a result of the workers' exercise of the right to worship may be subject to the jurisdiction of the Industrial Disputes Tribunal.
Occupational detriment refers to any act or omission that results in an employee being subject to disciplinary action, dismissal, denial of promotion, harassment, intimidation, or victimization. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller in Parliament on Tuesday led fellow members of the lower house in a tribute to the late Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Roger Clark. Mrs. Simpson-Miller noted that Mr. Clark distinguished himself as an outstanding parliamentarian, a representative of the people who was sincere and humble, a minister of government par excellence, and a one-of-a-kind politician.
We remember the life and service of an important pillar of the government of Jamaica. His selfless service to the people reminds me that Roger never asked what this country could do for him. Roger was always eager to know what he could do for Jamaica and for the Jamaican people.
The Prime Minister further noted that Mr. Clark was trained in management and brought his immense theoretical knowledge and unrivaled practical understanding to the art of governance and his chosen vocation of representational politics. Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, noted that Mr. Clark was a most affable politician.
We could always look to him for the injection of humor when things got a little heated in the House. He had a sense of calming, of endearment, that even when things looked like it would descend into trading blows, Roger just had this uncanny knack to find the humor, even in the most angry moment.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting described Mr. Clark as one of the sharpest intellects around who was in touch with the Jamaican culture. Opposition spokesperson on agriculture and fisheries J.C. Hutchinson, in his contribution, noted that Mr. Clark was a personal friend and a kind, caring, and resourceful individual. The late agriculture minister died on August 28. The official funeral service for Mr. Clark will be held Saturday, September 13 at the St. George's Church in Savannah, Lamar. Interment will follow at a family plot in Glenislay, Williams Field. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.